We're up to Teshvav Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Itmar, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rav, Halacha K'Rav Yossi. Halacha is like Rav Yossi in the Mishnah, that the Maisa with the Tinokas, that was Nensa, and Rav Yochanan Nuri explained that if there was rov of the city that were kosher to her, then she's kosher. She's kosher. So the halacha is a Rav Yossi. Rav Chanan bar Rava Omar Rav Hora Shohaisa. Rav Chanan bar Rava said no, that really the halacha is not like that. But it was a Hora Shoh why they were matur in that situation. See Rashi. Hora Shohaisa. Hach Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Tzorich Shohaisa. It wasn't a normal psak. It was either because, for whatever reason, they felt that they couldn't be machmer there. It was a special yotzim in aklal or rashah that they had to be matur this woman lekahuna. Whatever the reason was, Rashi doesn't say what the reason was. Or there were other reasons that they were mitstarif as a sniff to be matur, but without those other side reasons. It wouldn't have been mutter in that case. For the doros tre rube boinan, but the doros you need two roves, and this is what the Mishnah says, that they were mat to her because rove of the city were mutter to her, wouldn't passel her. It was only an emergency measure. So now the Gemara says mosiv rabbi yirmiya ulu yuchsin lo boinan tre rube. You mean to say you don't need two roves in order to establish yuchsin? Like the Gemara said in the beginning, right? Bikrono shel tzipori hayamaisa. And that's l'gavi yuchsin. So you don't need, in other words, we paskin that the halacha is like Rav Yossi, meaning like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that one rove is enough. Is that taka the halacha? V'hosnan, motza v'tinok, mushla. Right? If you found an abandoned child, okay? Somebody left a child at your doorstep. Imrov of vikochavim of vikochavim. If most of the people are goyim, then you assume he's a goy. Imrov Yisrael Yisrael, and it's Mustama talking where he doesn't have a bris, right? Because then rov people who have brisin maybe are Jews, but they didn't have a bris, or that goyim also circumcised themselves, so there's no raya that it's a Jewish baby. So imrov of vikochavim of vikochavim, or even more partial, it's a girl. What?
Less than 8 days old.
Or it's a girl. Okay. Imrov ovikochavim ovikochavim. Imrov Yisrael Yisrael. If most people in the city are Jews, then you assume this came from the Rov, he's a Jew. Mechtzal mechtza Yisrael. And if it's half equal goyim and Jews in the city, then also you consider him a Jew. Now the ones explain for what halachas is this apply. V'omar Rav lo shanu ela lachiyosa. This only applies, we have a mitzvah to sustain this kid, in other words, to keep him alive, right? Literally keep him alive means to support him, right? You have a mitzvah, the chayo chicha imach, that you have to sustain and support Jews. You don't have to necessarily sustain goyim, but the goyim sustain them. So who is responsible for the welfare of this child, and who pays the welfare, the Catholic Church of the city or the kehila? That's the shailah. But not to consider him a Jew, that he should be able to marry a kosher Jewess, that much not. Okay. So you see, you don't go after rov. Shmuel Omar, the fakayach alav esagal, and Shmuel says that it's not to support him, but in case an earthquake happens, the guy's buried under a house. Are you mechuyev to save him or not? If he's Jewish, you're mechuyev to go and save him. If he's not Jewish, you're not mechuyev to save him, right? Or talking on Shabbos, can you be mechal Shabbos to save him? If he's Jewish, you're mechal Shabbos. He's not considered Jewish, you're not mechal Shabbos. So Mara says, Ishtemite hoda omra v'yehuda marab b'kron l'shal tzipora havi maisa. Right? All of this doesn't take in consideration what we said, that the maisa in the Mishnah, well, there was two robes. There was Rov Sia, but it happened when there was caravans coming in for the Shuk from the outside the city. And there was Rov of the people in the caravans were kosher, and rove of the people in the city were kosher. So the Mishnah is talking in a case where there are two roves. Gemara says, Rav Chanan bar Rava, Domer Hora Shah Isa Kasher. If there were two roves, why in the world did Rav Chanan say that it was a Hora Shah? Nobody holds that you need more than two roves. Everybody holds it with two roves, okay. Gemara says, Ha man de masniha, lo masniha. In a Chanani. When Rav Chanan said it was a Hora Shah, he didn't learn that it was talking about two roves, only one rove. And they were matter, that case of one rove as a horasha. But Eino Chanami, if it would have been two roves, it would have been okay. But he didn't learn that that case was talking whether it was two roves, therefore he said horasha. Had he learned that it was talking about two roves, he wouldn't have said it was horasha, he would have said that that's lahalacha. Okay, Rashi. Motza botinuk mushloch. Yeah? No. Moshev Rabbi Yirmiyo, Kosolka Daitach, the Mishum Rov Ha'ir Great Sach Shirua, V'Omer Rav Allah Rabbi Yossi. Right now we think that the Mishnah is Kipshuto, that it's talking where there's one Rov, and that's why they were Matarit, and on that, what's it called, a Rav said, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So on that the Gemara says, you're telling me that the Halacha is, even one Rov is good enough, you don't need two Rovs. Motzah Batinik Mushlach, Mishnah Hi B'Seder Taharis. There's a Mishnah in Seder Taharis, Gabi Irsh Yisrael Involved Gochon Dorimba. It's referring to a city where there's Goyim and Yidden live in the same city, and halachas of, if you find somebody who you can't identify, who do you, how does he, how, what's his din? Mechza Mech Yisrael, Kam Meforish, Might Ikabein Rov Yisrael, Mechza Mechza, the Polyg will betray. If even half and half you consider the guy a Jew, why did it have to say that if it's Rov Yisrael you consider him a Jew? If either way you consider him a Jew, just say Nechzal Nechzal is a Jew, and I'll know for sure if there's more than Nechzal Nechzal Jews, that is for sure he's a Jew. Why do you have to say two cases? Rov Yisrael is Israel, and Nechzal Nechzal is also Israel. Lo Shanu Dim Rov Yisrael Yisrael Elalach Yosel Based in Mitzuv LeFarnesom Mishum VeChayochicha Imach Based in Schayes to put him on the welfare rolls. Aval Yuchsin Lo Dim Basi Asur LeKohen. If she's a bas, she's still lost it to the coin, maybe she's possible, maybe she's a goy. Vafilu lekala mechash mishum asufi. Kikon hanach damrin and basori yuchsin. Right? Mishalte hidame kli pitzka toli kmiya. Right? Miyu chashin and shema bas oviko chavim hi. Vamanti omer, right? Maybe, even though the Gemara says over there in Kiddushin, that there are certain simonim that we know that the child's not an asufi, meaning that he's not necessarily posel lekahal. But there are other things that maybe, over here, maybe he's a goy. Maybe he's not Jewish altogether. Maybe she's a gioris. Right? She could be Jewish, but maybe she's a gioris. When it comes to yuchsin, you need two roles. What? Even if she's under three, yeah, could be, yeah. Even a Gioris who was under three. It says, Machlokas, what's it called? Why a Gioris is possible? We had it in Yuvamas. One reason is because maybe she was Nivel, right, over three. And the other reason is because a Pasuk says it has to be from a born Jew. And that Pasuk doesn't make a difference if it's under three or over three. The halacha is that under three, even if she's Megayer under three, can't marry a Kohen. But the other, if she did marry a Kohen, you don't make her get over three, you get her, make her get divorced. Under three, it's machlokas, and therefore the chatchila not, but the other again. Ushmul omer af lefakech lo v'sagal b'shabes chashin le'Yisrael. Shmuel says not only do you have to support him, but you could even be mechal Shabbos to save his life. Ishtemite l'Rabbi Yirmiyahu, when Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked this question, he forgot Hodom Rav Yehuda, the Hachanami, Trey Rube Havi. Rav Yehuda said the Mishnah is talking with this Trey Rube. Rav Nachman, Rav Chanan, Bar Rava, the Omer Mishmei, the Rav, Horasha, Haisa, the Hossam Trey Rube Havi. That's the case, then when Rav Chanan said that this was only a Horasha, he was going on a Mishnah where there was two roads. Why in the world would he say that it's only a Horasha if there's two roads? Two roads, everybody holds mutter. Right? Havi Kohar, the Horasha, Haisa Avaladoras lo ba inan tre rube, right? Kash Yehoda Rav the Amar Aval Yuchsin lo Amar Rav tre rube boy. Rashi learns that the kash was just the opposite. That when Rav Chanan said it was a Hora Shah, that means that what's it called? That then you needed two robes. It was a horasho lahachmir. That's why you needed two robes. But l'doros, one robe is enough. Right? The Gemara says, no, that's not true. Right? And then what's it called? You see that what's it called? That which Rav said of a l'yuchsin lo, right? Doesn't he holds it? So halacha is that even with one robe is good. And then you needed two robes, only harasha. So Mar says, no, lo masniha. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Kronos shol Sipori havi ma'isa, the Chad rubahave hilka harasha isa. Right? When Rav Hanan said what he said, he didn't know that the Mishnah was talking with two robes. He thought the Mishnah was talking with one robe. And that's what he said, Horasha lahokil. That it was a Horasha to be makel with one rove. But normally you need two roves. But two roves would help. Okay. Go on. Gufa. Motza batinik mushlach im rovo vikochom over the chodm im rovi so yisro. Going back to that Mishnah. Mechza, mechza Yisrael. Omar rav oshonu ela lachayoso. Avala yuchsin lo. This halach is only to give him welfare, but not to marry him off to a kosher Jew. And Shmuel says, even to be Mechal Shabbos, we consider him a Jew, even to be Mechal Shabbos, if he's, his life is in danger. Mar says, Umi Omar Shmuel Hachi, Omar of Yosef, Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Ein Hochim B'Pikuch Nefesh Achar Arov. Comes according to Shmuel, if it's Rov Goyim, then you don't save his life. Right? Lechor, at least it's a Sofik. And what's it called? Sofik Nefashos Lahakyot. So why don't we say Misofik, maybe he's a Jew, save his life? Elo ki itmer de Shmuel areisha itmer. When Shmuel said what he said, the fakechol of the sagal is going on the reisha. Imrov of dikochav mo dikochavin. Omar Shmuel, the fakechol of the sagal ain't okay. Right? Shmuel said, even if it's rov goyim, still, you're the fakechol of the sagal, and here's another case where you see rov is not a vada. Rov still remains a Sofik. Because it wouldn't be a Sofik, it would be Vadai Goy, then for sure you couldn't be Mechal Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. But if Rov is a Sofik, then it's Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, even if it's Rov Goy. Okay. So that's where Shmuel said you could even be Mechal Shabbos to save his life, even if it's Rov of Deo Kochavim, because Lamai said Sofik Nefesh is Lahakim. Okay. So what's the halacha that if it's mostly goyim, then you consider him like a goy? For what halacha do you consider him like a goy? Amra papa lahachilo nevelos. You ought to feed him, give him non-kosher meat. In other words, what's it? We consider him a goy. You don't have to be choshesh that he's Jewish, that you can't give him tarfus. Imrov Yisrael, Yisrael amai hilchasa. If Rov Yisrael, right, he's considered Yisrael, what halachas? It's not legabe yuchsin, so what halachas is it? He could have said, what's it called, lahachayosa, like we said before, to give him welfare. But the Gemara wants to say, Tosa says a bigger chiddush. The chiddush is lahachzir lo aveda. Right, it's also to give an aveda back to a goy, unless there'll be a chilul Hashem, or you can make a kiddush Hashem. But otherwise, it shows like you're doing it just out of niceness and not because the Torah said to do it. Because here the Torah said you don't have to give back. Also, it could be that talking about Goyim or Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so by giving back their Aveda, you are promoting their Avodah Zarah. You're helping them, giving them the means to do more Avodah Zarah. Right? So therefore, what's it called? It's also to give back a Aveda to a Goy. And here, you can consider him Jewish and give him back his Aveda. Mechza Mechza Yisrael Lamai Hilchasa. Right? If it's Mechza Mechza Yisrael, what's that halacha? If it says Rov Yisrael is Yisrael, that's the Gabi Lamahagzir or Aveda. Nechzal Nechza, though, you wouldn't give him back his Aveda. So what halacha is he considered a Jew, legavi Nechzal Nechza? Omrei Shlokish, l'nezikin. Right, Shlokish says it's legabe the halachas of Tashlum and Nezikin. Hechidami, which case is it? Ename the Nadchi, Tura Didon, Latura Didei. The halacha is that a shor, tam, that's Nogeyach, what's it called, that gores another animal. So by a Yisrael, you pay half damages for a tam. Chatzi nezik for a tam, and nezik shalim for a muad. If, what's it called, a goy's shor is no geyach, right, even a tam pays nezik shalim. There's no difference between tam and muad by a goy. pay, always pays full. If his shore is nogeach a shore Yisrael, if a our shore is nogeach his shore, then the halach is your potter completely. You don't have to pay damages to a goy for nigicha. We learn from pasuk that you potter completely. So now the shail is, which case is it? In name of the nachi turah di don the turah di day, our shore was nogeach his shore. Right? Why do we say next on next is considered like a Jew? Let the guy say to him, look, prove you're a Jew and I'll pay you. But if you're not a Jew, I don't owe you anything. You want to be motzi for me, I'm motzi mechadov, right? Prove you're Jewish. So why should next on next be considered like a Jew and I have to pay? Right? I can say, prove you're a Jew and I'm not going to pay until then. So that can't be the case. The opposite case. His shore was nogeach our shore. If you consider him a Jew, a tam only pays chatzin nezik. If you consider him a goy, a tam pays nezik sholi. So you can only collect from him chatzin nezik. Why? Because he says, I'm a Jew. Prove I'm not a Jew, and I'll give you the other half. But if you can't prove I'm not a Jew, I'm motzi mechaver, right? You're trying to take money from me. I claim I'm Jewish. There's half that supports me, half and half. So therefore, you can't collect full damages from him, only half. Palga mishalim, the idach palga, omer lu, I see right, the lav Yisrael, I know that in lechon. Half he collects, because whether he's Jewish or not, a tam pays chatzi nesek. But if you want to get the other chatzi, because he's a goy, so he can tell you, prove that I'm a goy, and I'll pay you the other half. If you can't prove it, then I'm also mechayev avarai. Rashi. Mi omer Shmuel hachid linyan pikuach nevesh bin ruba. Did Shmuel say that you need rove in order to be matter pikuach nevesh on Shabbos? Ein hochen afilu besofik ovi kochav. Sofik Yisrael, berove ovi kochav mefachim. Even where it's a sofik, you save the guy's life. Maybe he's a Jew. Linyan pikuach nevesh ain't okay. Tafilu berove ovi kochav mefachim. Right, that by pikuach nefesh, it's not like that. That even by rov of the kochavim, you are mechal Shabbos to save his life. Maybe he's a Jew. This halacha by the Ethiopians. So the big shaila whether they're kosher, not kosher, whatever. The Jewish children understand English. Right, big shaila whether they're kosher or not. There are poskim who held that they were. There's a Radvaz that says that they were kosher. There's other poskim who say they weren't kosher. So what the psak was that they were matzrichim giur lechumra. They have to megayer, but the giur helps, and we don't consider them mamzerim or whatever. If they're megayer, then the fact that they maybe weren't Jewish is better for them, because if they were Jewish, then we're chashashim, mamzerim, whatever. That was the psak. Moshe Feinstein said, either way, there's a mitzvah to save them. Because even if there's a sofik where they're Jewish, that's the gabi yuchsin. But the gabi taking them out of Ethiopia and saving them and helping them, for sure you have to do it. Because Mara says over here, lach yoso, right, even where it's a sofik. So it's no worse than a sofik, therefore you have a mitzvah to give them welfare, to help them, whatever. But the gabi yuchsin, there's an inyan to be megayer them lechumra, because they're the sofik leyuchsin. We don't say that the sofik is mutter. L'may hilchasak, even though Mishmul mefachin v'sagal, amal avol kechomu, l'chol mile. L'may hilchasak, choshev le'avol kechovin. Since Shmuel said that even if it's rov ov de kochavim, you can save his life, because you don't go with pikuach nefesh achar a rov, what halacha is he a goy? La'achil on nevelos biyodayim. The koshin shaloyach ziru lo avedol in ezikin. Consider the goy that you're even allowed to feed him treif, right? And that you can consider him a goy, rov as goyim. You don't have to be afraid that you're feeding a Jew non-kosher and you're what's it called over on lifnei iver or whatever. And also kosher cane, that you don't give him back his aveda and you don't pay him nezek if you damage him. Laharsilo aveda revusahi the motzin miad Yisrael hazolcheba. Rashi says the chiddush is, Nalitosa says the chiddush is, that it's a big issue to give an aveda back to a goy. So here it's mechzal mechzal, you give him back his aveda. Rashi says it's a momentous thing. How can you know for sure that you're not taking away from somebody else? Maybe the aveda really belongs to somebody else. So by giving him back the Aveda, you may be not mafsid, a full-fledged Jew, because of this suffix. V'od, domer rabbonin, hamar zir Aveda leknani, all of our kosev omer, laman sfos haroves atzmeya, shehishve mitzrayim lashivoson, lechashivoson shal Yisrael, v'nemar lo yov Hashem shloach lo. Terrible Aveda to give an Aveda back to a goy, because then you're equalizing Yidden and Goyim, when the Torah said, really, Mikor Adin, you don't give back an Aveda. Person lost something, you know, finders, losers, what is it? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Right? And Mikor Adin. But the Torah said, go out of your way for a Jew. So if you go out of your way for a Goy too, it means that you're equating Yidden and Goyim. So it's an Aveda. Right? B'chor, you need both reasons for the case where you know for sure it's his Aveda. You saw the guy drop it out of his pocket. Still you don't give it back to him. The other case is where you don't know whose it is, he comes and claims it's his. Then Rashi says the chiddush is, you give it back to him, even though it may not be his, and you're being mafsid some other Jew. In the case where you know for sure it's his, so then you need the second thing. Even if you know for sure it's his, you're not being mafsid anybody, you're still not allowed to give an aveda back. Kamash malon, mechza mechza, you give him back his aveda. Mechza mechza Yisrael amay hilchaso, v'harzu lo aveda, lo motzis amras, Mr. Give him back an Aveda, what's the difference between that and Rov Yisrael? When Yisrael, the Snab above a comma, Shor Shal Yisrael, Shinogel, the Shor Shal Knani, Potter. Our Shor damages his Shor, you Potter. Shor Shal Knani, Shinogel, the Shor Shal Yisrael, but his Shor damages our Shor, Bain Tam, Bain Muad, Mishal Nezuk Shalin. He pays Nezuk Shalin, no difference between Tam and Muad. The Israel, Tam Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, Amud Mishalim Nezek Shalim. And the Israel, to Israel, Tam pays half and Amud pays the whole. So Elaim of the commerce, the Dainin and Lake Israel, Mechayevis Lilishalim, Lochatzi Nizko, Leimele Israel, I see Raya, the Ha Mechza Mechza, he was Seiko. Right? Lachori can't say it's talking where his shore damaged, where our shore damaged his shore, and you have to pay half, because maybe he's not Jewish and shouldn't have to pay anything. So that can't be the case. Lo tzricha the kotovale Yisrael nezek sholim. The Yisrael's what's it called? Shor was damaged by this suffix shor, and the Yisrael says, "I think you're a goy. Pay me full damages." The guy says, "You prove I'm a goy, and I'll pay you full damages. It was only a tam, but I say I'm a Jew, and I'm only going to pay you half." And hamotzim mechader avara, you prove that I'm a goy, and you get the whole damages. You can't prove that. You're only going to get half. Nezik Shalim Latam Kedin Kanani Vashmin and Tanat Dik Yisrael Dainin and Lay Veloma Shalim Elachatzi Nezik Domerle I see Raya Hadron Lech Mesula Nises Hadron Lech Mesula Nises Hadron Lech Mesula Nises.
In the end, we were talking about the Jews being different and taking consideration with the Veda. So in the beginning of the Veda, we talked today about the baby on the doorstep. 50-50 is just a mathematical equation of percentage in the town. No consideration does the Gemara give to the fact that the Jews don't typically leave their kids on doorsteps. And if you find a kid on a doorstep, there's a good chance it's a boy as opposed to a Jew, regardless of the percentage. Or at least a little bit better.
It could be that if you... I don't know, I'm not sure. You know that what's it called, but you can't have a rove like that. There are Jews who abandon their kids too.
Okay, but it's more matsui by going.
Therefore, to answer your question, the case is talking where there was a terrible earthquake and people were killed and we found this kid crying in the street.
Okay, so that's not.
Okay.
That could be the way, yeah.
Okay, and
in a real case, an army chaplain told me from World War II, right as the war was finishing, he took trucks with some Jewish soldiers, went into the Russian side, to the concentration camp areas, know that, and saw these liberated camps, and kids are walking in the streets and all that. So they weren't speaking German, and pulled down the pants, these little kids. They had a bris, they threw him into the trucks, and if he was walking with a little girl, they threw her into the trucks as well. And then they bribed again the Russian guards with cigarettes and nylons and perfumes and stuff like that. Right after the war, there were lots of kids left over. And in the camps themselves, it was right Eden.
It could be that is significant, I'm not sure. But it could be, in Echanam, if you know that Yidden don't do that, but if there's such a rove or there's such a chazak, I'm not sure. But in the case is here, so it's... Didn't take it down.